From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Sweden's Supreme Court has upheld a detention order for the founder of WikiLeaks. Swedish prosecutors want to question Julian Assange about two alleged sexual assaults. He has previously been questioned. There are no charges against him. Assange denies allegations but remains in hiding. Interpol has asked all countries to search for him. At the same time, WikiLeaks is continuing to publish thousands of secret U.S. diplomatic documents. Earlier, it published classified information about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell predicts the Senate will vote to extend Bush-era tax cuts to all Americans, including those who are wealthy. He says the only issue being negotiated with Democrats in the White House is how long these will last. The tax cuts are due to expire at the end of the year. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the pressure is on to settle the issue.
When congressional leaders met with President Obama at the White House on Tuesday, they pledged cooperation and productivity. It took less than a day for things to turn south. House Democrats said they would vote on extending tax cuts only for the middle class. Republicans said that shows a lack of good faith in negotiations. In the Senate, Republicans vowed to block a vote on anything until the tax cut issue is resolved along with spending bills. Still, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said he remains optimistic.
This is a problem that has to be dealt with by the end of the year. We cannot have Congress leave without a solution to an issue that will bring a hardship, potentially a big hardship, to middle-class families at the end of the year.
Negotiations continue today. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Heavy snow and freezing temperatures are causing havoc in Europe. Anita Elash reports the unusually early onset of winter has closed roads and airports and killed at least 8 people.
Temperatures have dropped to as low as minus 15 degrees in Poland, where 8 homeless men froze to death. Major airports in Britain and Switzerland are closed because of heavy snow, and there are delays at airports in France and Scotland. Heathrow Airport, the busiest in Europe, is also warning of delays. Only half of high-speed Eurostar trains from Paris to Brussels and London are running. Temperatures in some parts of France have reached lows not seen since the mid-1940s. Western France is especially hard hit. Hundreds of people were stranded and spent the night in their cars or emergency shelters after the region's main road was closed. Weather forecasts predict the extreme conditions will continue for several days. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.
Heavy snow in the northeast United States has cut power to thousands of people. Powerful winds have blown down electrical lines in New England and delayed airline service. Authorities in New York State report hundreds of motorists may be stuck on Interstate 90. It's closed outside Buffalo. There was an accident and vehicles waiting to get by became buried in snow. You're listening to NPR News. The House of Representatives is prepared to vote on a punishment for Congressman Charles Rangel. The House Ethics Committee has recommended he be censured for improperly handling political fundraisers and failing to pay taxes on a vacation home. Censure is the worst form of punishment except expulsion. Rangel says he is sorry and is asking fellow lawmakers to consider a lighter penalty, a written reprimand. Government investigators say nearly 50,000 prison inmates claimed more than $130 million in tax refunds this year, but they provided no wage information to the Internal Revenue Service. NPR's Cheryl Corley has more on a Treasury Department report that urges the IRS to investigate.
The report from the Treasury Department's Inspector General is the latest in a series of audits looking at the claims for tax credits and other government payments by prison inmates. It stops short of accusing inmates of filing bogus tax returns, but it suggests the IRS take note. The Inspector General says the tax agency did identify nearly 250,000 fraudulent tax returns during this year's filing season. That was a 50% increase over 2009, which prevented nearly $1.5 billion in fraudulent returns. Even so, the report says the IRS needs to ensure that returns filed by prisoners get adequate scrutiny. The IRS says it aggressively fights refund fraud, but that prisons provide inmate information on a voluntary basis. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
The European Central Bank is keeping its key interest rate unchanged at 1%. Several countries, such as Greece and Ireland, are trying to deal with crushing debt loads. More expensive interest rates make it harder for them to repay outstanding loans. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.